If the Pesach was taken out, and this is talking about on the 14th, the day before Pesach, it was taken out of the walls of Jerusalem. That disqualifies the Pesach, the Korban Pesach. Once it's slaughtered up, it has to stay inside the walls of Jerusalem. Or if it becomes unclean, Yisarif Miyad, they had to burn it up straight away. On the 14th, they would burn up the Korban Pesach there and then. Nitmu Habalim, if the owners became unclean, or Shemesa, or the owners died, and as a result there was no one to eat the Korban Pesach, in this case, to Ubat Surasa, they would leave it overnight, so they would leave it for the first night of Pesach, and they would let it become Noisa. They would actually leave it to become Noisa. And then V'yisarif B'shish Asa. Now, they couldn't burn it up on Yom Tov, because you couldn't burn up these things on Yom Tov, so now they had to wait for the next day, first day Chol HaMoed, which was the 16th of Nisan, and they would burn it up then. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer, he disagrees. He says, after Yisarif Miyad, even in these cases, they would burn it up immediately on the 14th, before Yom Tov comes in, L'fisha Ein La Eichlin, because there are none to eat of it. So the minute there's no one to eat of it, he holds that you would burn it up immediately. Brings over at the end the Rambam that the general rule is whenever the disqualification is that in the animal, so the body of itself becomes, then it's burned immediately. If it's in the blood or the owners, it must be first disfigured and then burnt. So you've got to leave it overnight and then you're allowed to burn it.